Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I told you more than 20 years ago that I had a vision. And I knew that InfoWars would be the detonator for all these other incredible minds and individuals. And it's happened. God is real. So I want to get back to William Shatner. I'll cover this more tomorrow. He did a long interview, and it's just, I want to take each part of it and then show where they said by 2007 there'll be a 2-foot rise while Al Gore bought a beachfront house, and so did Obama and all the rest of them. And it's just ridiculous. And just all the fear-mongering, how it's a lie. But then the real key is, do what we say you're all dead. They got a gun to your head. Do what we say you're all dead while they turn the energy, the fertilizer, the food off, and then collapse the third world and flood us with them. This is a new war. And if people don't understand the war, we're going to lose everything. But it's a talking point with Al Gore and Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari and AOC and Beto and William Shatner. But William Shatner's not read into the whole thing. He's told everything's collapsing, we're the experts, everybody's about to die, let's do what we say. He comes back a few years ago from a space trip and goes, hi, everyone's going to die, the cataclysm, I'm so sad for them. Do what the King of England says or we're all dead. He just did it again. It's pathetic. The man's a joke. But he wants those life extension technologies they've got. He looks better at 90-something than he looked 10 years ago. Well, they got some special stuff. And that's why Jared Kushner says, I'm never going to die. Well, they may extend your life. They don't really have immortality, but they've got life extension. Their argument is, well, that'll extend us until we get it. That's the cult, but they believe you can't be given access to it. See the selfishness? And whether that's going to happen or not, that's what makes their heart beat. Here's Beto O'Rourke and AOC with the same script, the same sheet of music as William Shatner.
Along this current trajectory, there will be people who can no longer live in the cities that they call home today. There is food grown in this country that will no longer prosper in these soils. There is going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable.
By the way, hit pause.
Underwater.
Back in 5 seconds. Why will the soils not? I've had all the experts on, it's official government numbers. You know, U.S. soil has something like, last time I checked, 20 times the aluminum it did 30 years ago. They have planes spraying aluminum that kills the crops. So, you know, as he said, the crops will no longer, but if that doesn't work, as the Dutch figure out how to make food, the third biggest producer in the world, they just shut them down. They're shutting the food off and saying it's your fault. Continue.
Oils, there's going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater.
Hey, pause again.
The sea.
Because they shut them down for 3 years and wouldn't let them work under IMF World Bank control, then organize them to come here. Not because of global warming, because of the shutdown. Continue.
Countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater, that are above the sea right now. This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis. The crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is...
That's enough. And then they don't want to work because the world's going to end, which then ends the world as we know it industrially. But here's Shatner saying the same thing. Give King Charles total control or we're all dead. Here it is.
No, he's got to say, we're all going to die. That's what he should say to open up with. Excuse me? We're all going to die.
You'd like him to get the message across?
Very quickly, we're going to die. Much sooner than we expected, we're going to die. And then tell us how to avoid it.
You're all going to die unless you do what I say. Sounds like a hijacker on an airplane. Elijah Shaper's got a full plate. of Critical Intel. Great talk show host, great investigative journalist, the Gateway Pundit, and more. He's coming up in T-minus 60 seconds. Tell everybody you know. And those you don't, tune in.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Schaefer, talk show host, great investigative journalist, at Elijah Schaefer on Twitter, and we have got a ton of issues to cover with him. I've known him for, I don't know, 5-6 years, but man, he's really been knocking it out of the park and going viral and doing a great job. So I asked him, say, I want you on the show, please. And I said, I want to know what you want to cover instead of me governing things. Greenwald explains crossroads in journalism, what happened to modern women, quality of life is getting worse, saddest part is people can't afford the cardboard box, the tiny home tour, this man married a woman, had a kid, came out as a transgender. What happened to Canada? What's going on through your head when you saw this, two men in a pool? Why do we accept this as our culture? Bunch of clips you're going to get to. But first, what do you make just of the insaneness going on? Elon Musk telling the globalists trying to intimidate him and bully him, F off. William Shatner saying, prepare to die unless King Charles rules the earth. We've got the UN saying disease X, new lockdowns needed. We've got the DOJ targets all Trump supporters on Twitter, demands a list of all users who retweeted, liked, or mentioned President Trump in giant totalitarian dragnets. It's confirmed that Obama in documents set up a secret group in the government to try to overthrow Trump and censor and steal elections. I mean, it's just, we're drinking out of a fire hose here, Elijah Schaefer. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Alex, and thanks for having me on. I saw Beto O'Rourke on the screen there a couple minutes ago. I haven't seen him. I think he only pops up out of sulfur pits once every 4 years, right when the elections come. But when looking at him too, he's really interesting because I feel like he's sort of a reflection of what happens when you join the occult cabal and you start injecting baby foreskin stem cells in your face. But once you hit 30, so the guy looks like he's both a 14-year-old prepubescent late bloomer and a 47-year-old geriatric patient meshed into one person. It's very demonic, very sick. But I mean, genuinely, Alex, they've been saying for, over 40 years that we're going to die in 12 years. And to be completely honest with the way the world's going, I wish they were correct. I wish they were honest because I honestly wouldn't mind exiting this earth a little sooner than later, if you know what I mean.
It is insane. I mean, it's all out in the open now. World government, global cashless societies, pedophilia everywhere. What do you think is going to happen with Trump?
Well, okay. I mean, if they're not going to try to assassinate him, if he definitely gets elected, then they'll try to kill him. I'm 100% confident in that. I don't know if they're going to try to shoot his brains out like JFK, but there's definitely already an op, as we're seeing with the CIDL and CISA and these, you know, OPSEC info groups that were, you know, sort of created before the pandemic. I think it's crazy to see that in 2018, 2019, as we're seeing in sworn testimony and in whistleblower reports, that aides from the Obama administration, also connected to the tech installation, decided to create these boards of governance to try to manage misinformation, malinformation, and just total control. And then, what, a year later, after they created the greatest censorship apparatus the West has ever known, there's a global pandemic, and they use it on their own population after swearing to not use these censorship apparatuses. If that's what they did before they realized that they could completely steal all the power, I don't think there's anything off the table, Alex. Maybe you think differently than me, but I think full-on anarchy is on the table. Fights over minerals, fights over, you know, not allowing water distribution based on, you know, white reparations, not allowing water into certain areas.
Oh, you're right. The WEF has said, the UN has said, they're going to cut the water off, and that's going to create the global calamity and collapse next. That's official now.
Well, it's a reparation, and that's what I've realized they were going to do because, you know, they have to create less usage in certain communities that have been more advantaged. And the demonization is not.
Well, so we now hear that Ireland has to be invaded because the Irish have been suppressing the world. No one's ever said that. It's not true. They were one of the only Western countries, European countries, that didn't engage in imperialism and was actually tyrannized by other European countries. Now we're being told, I played the clips earlier, that the Irish are some of the most evil white supremacists ever. Did you know they owe Africans something? Did you know that?
Yeah, I've heard that they're you can fit several hundred of their country in Africa. I heard Africans don't have enough land, Alex. That entire continent that they exist on.
By the way, Africa is the biggest continent ever. Guys, pull up Texas inside Africa. Africa is gigantic. But keep going.
No, well, I was going to ask you. Speaking of Africa and that and groups that require a lot. I don't know if you would you want a present if I sent you something? Would you receive a present for me in Australia?
I'm not in Australia, but
would you receive a present? Because I literally got you a present for representation. Because right now we're in the era of people in another lands, other people desire to take everything. And in Australia, we have the Aboriginal people here. This is an Aboriginal doll. With a hollowed out wooden stick that they use as an instrument in the clothing they still wear today, which is white paint and sackcloth. And this is a gift from my co-host to you guys at InfoWars, because the Aboriginals also tell people in Australia that $40 billion a year of free money is not enough, that the entire country of Australia and all the modern cities belong to them as well. And so in order to keep up with diversifying and meeting diversity quotas at the InfoWars studio, I'm going to go ahead and mail this to your
staff. So is that a didgeridong or what are those called?
Well, the didgeridong is what the gay Aboriginals play. The didgeridoo is what the straight Aboriginals play. I think he's heterosexual, so he's playing the didgeridoo. Not the didgeridong. You don't want to be caught with that.
Oh, man, you're something else. So, look, I got 100 questions for you, but what do you want to get into first?
Oh, well, first of all, I just want to say to everybody who accuses both Alex and I of having some sort of secret controlled opposition funding, that's true. I got my delivery today of shekels that came into my office to Alex in order to come on his show. He sent me these straight from Tel Aviv. So thank you to the audience for continuing to support that. They are chocolate, by the way. They are delicious. I'm going to send you guys some chocolates. I actually got you some Australian shekels and an Aboriginal doll. One of the things I want to talk about, Alex, and I think is, you know, jokes aside, is first of all, you know, with the absolute attack of what's going on with censorship, I really do want to talk about the bombshell whistleblower reports of what's coming out, where the government has hired, you know, alternate sources through our U.S. universities and also through private research and
sure, the intelligence agencies hired cutouts. In fact, I've got the articles right here, and they admit Obama actually set it all up, and it's still operating today. Absolutely insane. Let's get into that right now. I'll show listeners some of the articles. Go ahead, Elijah.
Yeah, I find this to be really interesting because, you know, when you look at the takedown, original, like a targeting of yourself, when you look at the original takedown of, you know, individuals over the years like Nick Fuentes or you even see Ryan Dawson or individuals. Now you realize this has been a slow chipping away, a targeted attack from the federal government that has listed individuals they found to be a threat to the narrative of the CIA, of Mossad, of the UN, of the WEF, and they have targeted people to silence them. And I want to remind people, the monetary silencing of Americans is the equivalent of slavery, because they're trying to make you a slave to their woke mind virus, their globalist control. And they say that unless you capitulate, unless you obey your massa, then you're not going to be able to get your money. And that is literal slavery, and that's the digital age.
I'm famous for not letting people. I'm famous for not letting people talk. I'm just trying to let you talk, Elijah.
Alex, dude, listen. I don't get. I don't give a crap. We've known each other for many years. I'm surprised. I heard that the last thing I heard is that space aliens from Mars were suing you for $6 gazillion, because I think everything that's been waged against war against yourself, against our entire movement, has been absolutely comical. It's been a circus, right, of what's been going on. It's been a scapegoating, but you realize it's not because people care about, certain individuals or they...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans
care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's like it's
no, but been, I'm talking about in one area.
I'm talking about
like
towns. Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
a town of like 30,000 people, 40,000 people, and over these last few years, you might have 5,500, 6,500 new people in one little town. That's enough to rig an entire election town by town. And like, believe me, these people have they don't share your cultural or racial heritage. They don't share the same values of the West.
They vote how they're told, or they get a deportation hearing.
Exactly. I mean, the border closes down, and these people are sick in power. They're not just telling them, hey, you might get deported. They're saying, hey, we can start a war in Mexico. We can bomb your cities. You know, we can change the sentiment. If you can either be useful for us, or we will be forceful against you. And that's what cultures realize. It's not just the illegal immigrant, you know, coming here. Plus, illegal immigrant is a psyop, because by calling these people illegal, we basically focus that the difference between us and them is just like a piece of paper. But the truth is that we are a heritage, we are a nation, we are a people, we are the American people, and we are a Western civilization, and we are not just, you know, not anybody can just come and be like us.
Yeah, they're bringing in a permanent underclass they control.
Yeah, it's setting the stages for a global technocratic communism that is impossible to beat, because, you know, it's like...
Things are so confused, so screwed up, you need AI to even make it work.
Yeah, you're going to need an AI girlfriend so that you can AI self-pleasure yourself with a machine, you know, and that you don't even touch your own self or look at a real woman. And it's coming to that genuinely, because anything is going to be better than confronting reality. I mean, you know, what are we over?
That's the globalist plan. Demoralize, make reality so ugly, you accept their alternate plan.
Well, and that's why I tell people the best thing you can do right now is get control of your vices. You know, try to work genuinely and diligently on your own spirit and your own heart. Don't worry about other people. Don't try to judge the whole world, because you can't control it. But you can control what you put into your mouth. You can control what you put into your ears, what you put in front of your eyes, for the most part. And to that which you can't control, you can submit to God and give it to Him. So I'm going to tell you, you know, watching Alex, watching the news, it's... Yeah, on one hand, Alex, I'm like indebted to you, and so many people are, for bringing us the truth. And, you know, if people don't know who I am, you know, many years ago, back in 2007-ish, Alex's videos on the Obama deception woke me up to what's going on. But with waking up to what's really going on comes the issue, right? With sobriety of mind and an understanding of what's actually happening in the world is the same reason why people don't want to be sober-minded. It's because it's hard to confront reality, and it can be so black-pilling that we can lose our joy, we can lose our hope in Christ.
No, it is. Forget. 20 million killed by the shots. It's, I mean, it's confirmed. It's like, wow, they really, even though I knew this was coming, it's like, we're in it. They're doing it. I want to start getting your clips and get your analysis on them. We're going to play the first one, Greenwald Explains Crossroads of Journalism.
Let's do it.
Let's roll that clip. Here it is.
Now, anyone who works in journalism, anyone who works in media, and who has worked within the standard model of how journalism has operated in the United States for decades, which is the model of corporate advertising, knows that that model imposes extremely severe restraints on what media outlets can and can't do. They are certain journalists that they can't hire because the journalists will say things that will offend corporate advertisers on whom they depend in order to survive as a media outlet. Of course, relying on corporate advertisers severely restricts the kinds of opinions you can air, the types of perspectives you can permit, the kind of reporting you can do. And what's so amazing about this is that if you're a journalist, the thing that you should hate more than anything is any force or any influence that tries to limit your freedom to speak. Your reaction, if you're actually just a journalist in terms of your composition, your comportment, your personality, your mentality, when even thinking there might be someone or something trying to limit your freedom to speak, should be there was only one time in my entire journalism career when I perceived that somebody was trying to limit what I wanted to say. That was when The Intercept refused to publish my article right before the 2020 election, that reported on and analyzed the documents from Hunter Biden's laptop and what it revealed about Joe Biden. And when I saw The Intercept wasn't going to publish my article unless I made radical changes to it that gutted the entire thing so that it was no longer critical of Joe Biden, I quit. And I didn't contemplate or deliberate much at all. What went wrong here is not what Elon Musk said. It's so revealing that so many journalists and people who call themselves journalists and work for media corporations are aghast that anyone would dare, when they're trying to limit and censor and control the flow of political content. If you aren't willing to say that to corporations who are trying to limit what you can say, don't bother calling yourself a journalist. And so I think it's very telling and interesting that Musk got to the point where he said it, but I think even more telling is the fact that so many journalists were horrified. We need way more journalists. The problem is that the people who are hired by these major media corporations and who thrive in them and succeed in them are people who have the opposite instinct. Their instinct is to assuage and serve and placate establishment power, not to defy it. Even though the purpose of journalism is to be adversarial to establishment power.
So it's so simple. I mean, the corporate press has been corrupt and on the payroll at many levels for a long time, Operation Mockingbird, but not all of them. Now they became this anti-free speech army, and to have Musk just tell them, you're trying to blackmail me, go F yourself, that's really the spirit we need.
Yeah, no, Alex, it literally is such a difficult position, you know, to take any other stance than to say, go F yourself. I think even more dark things that I probably shouldn't say, because I feel like these are people are not just enemies of freedom or enemies of the West. They are enemies of humanity. These are dark and evil people. And I guess, you know, I could say that I've seen them, and I wish I had seen them, you know, somehow crawl out of the fires of Mordor and enter into Middle Earth just to wreak havoc across, you know, the land, because that's what it feels like. And it's shocking to me, because I see these people, like that journalist who was interviewing Elon Musk for the New York Times, reminding you that the New York Times pulled this. They pulled this interview off of YouTube. Why? Because it would offend their corporate avatar.
Because it was somebody not giving them the power to be bullied, because they knew it blew up in their face because he's becoming an outlaw.
Exactly. Well, that's what I was going to say is, imagine that the most controversial thing you could do, if you told someone 2,000 years ago, was there was this company that made these pictures, these images that were to make you laugh, and those people, for your children too, controlled what type of sexuality your kid was allowed to be exposed to. They were allowed to control what political opinions you were allowed to hold, and you had to exchange all of your liberty and your ability to speak and function freely in the world for a couple minutes a week of laughter to some silly images. They would execute you for being a witch, because that sounds like demonic witchcraft, that you would give over your autonomy and your rights for a little bit of entertainment. That's not just degeneracy, that's absolute cuckery. And this journalist was mind blown, Alex. You can see it. He's like the demon.
That's right. They had their bluff called.
Getting scared.
They had their bluff called. The trance is being broken. Syndicated talk show host Elijah Schaefer is our guest. We'll come back and talk about the trance being broken and so much more straight ahead. Elijah Schaefer is our guest. Stay with us.
Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year.
but because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally, almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale, hands down, of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeast back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarsStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2, discounted InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air over the years. You've seen you've been on the right horse. We've been dead on with our research, our work, thanks to God's guidance. And right now, it's time to keep us on air. We're going to stay on air, like I told you the last year and a half. We'd be shut down anytime they said it's not true. You support us. We stay on air. I'm not going to get into all the mechanics and the details of it. I don't want the enemy to know, but we will stay on air if you just support us. Plus, we got products you need. And the great news is this. X2 came in 3 weeks ago. Incredible. Sold out for over a year. We have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Cyber Week is going right now. The biggest sale so far in the year. Christmas is here. This is as good as it gets. Okay? This is as good a sale as we get. And Turbo Force. We have three nootropics. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, and Turbo Force. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, lasts 3 hours, is an incredible nootropic. Brain Force Plus is a 5-hour, super awesome, that doesn't give you a hangover, good clean energy. There's a lot of different stimulants out there. Turbo Force is the Godzilla. 10 hours of clean, insane energy that's designed to time release over 10 hours with the amino acids and all the other herbs and all the other compounds. It's the best product you can get. It is over-the-top insane. Turbo Force sold out for 6 months. Back in stock, 25% off with free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force, now back in stock. X2, now back in stock. Turbo Force, now back in stock. You go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the 5-star reviews. All right. Back to Elijah Schaefer. We got a lot to cover and a short time to get there. Elijah, you talk about the war on women, the war on humanity. Let's get into that. What happened to women? Here's the clip.
You're not married, are you?
No.
You're thinking about it?
No, not yet.
No. Well, if you were married, would you do all the washing for your husband?
I would.
Every bit of it?
Every bit of it.
What about the socks?
Yes, the socks.
You wouldn't have any objection?
No.
And you think the husband should help out at all?
No.
You think the wife should do all the housework?
All the housework, yes.
Are you married?
I am, yes.
How long?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. Ah, well then now you'll be able to tell us about this business of a husband helping out with the washing. Do you think he should?
No, I don't really think so.
Do you do it all yourself?
I do, yes.
By hand?
Yes.
You don't mind doing the socks?
No, really.
Do you think anyone should object to this?
No, I don't think so. I do all my own washing at home, yes.
And do you wash all your husband's things?
All my husband's things except his socks.
Except his socks? Well, yes. No. And why don't you wash his socks?
Well, I think that's a man's job.
Why is that?
Well, it's his own fees, isn't it? I don't think a woman should have to wash his own smelly socks.
You think every wife should do all the washing?
I think so. My husband is just as good as I am, though. If it was necessary, he'd do it too.
Gloria Steinem of the CIA. If a woman wants to be a rocket scientist, do it. I got 3 daughters. Great. But they went in to destroy the family, and now women are slaves to the government and corporations. The children are minions of the system. The men are displaced in most jobs, 70% college grads, women. The new thing is the men stay at home. The women aren't happy. The planned destruction of society. What happened to women, Elijah Schaefer?
It's a good question. I mean, you know, obviously we know that they always start with, before even propaganda, there's a dual poison and ingestible aspect, right? I mean, with testosterone today, they began with a war on men and women. So they needed to lower testosterone in men so that, you know, people continue to reproduce but at lower levels. But then they needed to make women attracted to lower testosterone men as well, because lowering fertility and birth rates is one of the key factors to changing the behavior of men and women. When you remove kids, you remove the need for marriage, you remove commitment, you remove purpose. And so you remove identity and structure, and then they fall apart. But, you know, with the birth control, you know, locking them in this forever pregnant mode, making them unable to control their emotions, then they're attracted to beta men. So then it encourages men to not pursue traditionally masculine things and to be complicit, because men usually think with sex, you know, a lot of times just if they can get at some tail. And then, you know, they interject pornography later, you know, online accessible pornography. These are the same people. You can look it up.
It's an admitted scientific plan to end humanity as we know it. You can debate the issues, or was the old system good? It was the human system. Now the one we know is hell.
Well, it's hell because it takes the worst sides. It exaggerates the masculine in women, and it exaggerates the feminine in men. And you could be a real buff dude. You could be, you know, ripped and have a low voice and still be, apologies, but a bitch, you know, because it's really your testosterone levels can still be a third of what they were meant to be, 70 years ago. Your grip strength, a lot of times right now, 24-year-olds' grip strength is like up to 30% weaker than their grandparents were at the same age.
And sperm counts are down around 90%. It's the chemicals.
Well, yeah, it is. People are not having kids. They can't have kids, but it's also their mood, too. People are, it's a spiritual aspect. When they removed God on top of that, people are narcissistic, Alex. They don't care. You know, like, it's funny, you know, you've got a lot of crap, so have I, people saying, oh, we don't care about certain people or groups or things we've done is negligent or said has hurt people. But like Elon Musk said, we're sick of people who are doing evil while trying to look good and attacking people who are doing good, but they make look evil.
Well, it's simple. They have all sorts of programs with chemicals and hormones to get rid of a moth or a beetle or whatever. They're using this on us to end procreation and depopulate us. They admit that. I mean, Bertrand Russell in the 40s right. said we're going to use diet injections and junctions to end the nuclear family and end procreation. They're doing it.
Well, yeah, and I think, like, if you just went on the practical sense, you know, basically whatever the world is doing, you need to do the opposite. Because it's like people always point out, I have a new son, Alex, I got an 8-month-old son, cutest little guy you've ever seen. And, blonde hair, blue-eyed little boy. And people always comment, you know, how he's so happy. In less than 8 weeks, he was sleeping through the night. He's just full of joy. He laughs. He plays.
Let me guess. His mother's home with him.
His mother's home with him. We didn't vaccinate him. They said he has a faster development than most kids, faster growth than most kids. No vaccines, natural birth, no interventions. We didn't even do a bunch of those ultrasounds that are not good to do, even low frequency. You don't want to be pushing on your cervix.
They're directly linked to lower IQ.
Correct. We don't want that. And we did a natural water birth. We didn't do any epidurals. And for the most part, you know, all she does is
let me guess, your wife is as happy as a pig, and you know what?
I've never seen it, Alex. I've never.
No,
you know,
women with their babies running the house, which is everything. It's like some junior job. It's everything. They're just high as kites.
It's the crown jewel. A woman from the moment she's married and pregnant to as she develops her kids. As a man, you're still fighting for, you know, purpose. You're still fighting for legacy.
Well, that's why men go and die in wars, is to protect the women and the children. They are the culture.
It's sacred. It's absolutely sacred. So I want to give an encouragement to people who have bought into the WEF lie, thinking that there's just no good women out there. There's no good men out there. There's no reason to get married and raise kids in this world. You've got to reject that in the name of Jesus.
I tell people on average, get out of the cities. They have no idea what's happening in the countryside.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the last death there was in my city was a shark ate a guy in 2020 while swimming in the water. You want your enemies to be sharks, right? But beware of the octopus. That's all I'll say.
All right, let's move on to the next clip. Quality of life is getting worse. Saddest part is most people can't afford the cardboard box. This is the tiny house tour. Go with that.
You asked for it, and here it is. The most affordable home in San Antonio, Texas. Let's check it out. All right, guys, so what we got here is a tiny home. You have little breakfast nooks here, and you have a full kitchen. You have a sink, dishwasher, stove, and you have a space for a refrigerator. All right, guys, so we're in the bedroom. It's small, but it's affordable. All right, guys, so this is going to be a two-story home. It's going to be over 600 square feet, two full baths, and it's going to have this loft area here. Would you live here for...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
That clip, I mean, I'd love to see that. I mean, look, no. I've never sat there and hated somebody. I mean, look, here's the deal. People used to always say it's natural. They were born this way. And then the science came out that whether it's a duck or it's a frog or it's a fish, you give them atrazine, a large percentage think they're female, and in utero it bends the brain where they're more like hermaphroditic. They don't have a penis and a vagina, but some do. But it bends the brain where someone feels feminine. So I don't hate someone that's been bombed by these chemicals. I'm saying this is a program of doing this. It goes back to the last man on earth, Vincent Price, or Omega Man with Charlton Heston, or the remake of that, which was I Am Legend. I don't hate the zombies that have been turned to this. And Charlton Heston tries to save them at the end of Omega Man. And they say, dude, we don't want to be saved. So I'm against doing this to people, and I want to explain they've chemically been manipulated, and instead of, oh, this boy's been chemically hurt, we give him testosterone to bend him back, we give him female hormones to go the other way. But then I reach out to those people and say, I care about you, and I don't hate you because you feel this way. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. I don't know if you're familiar with epigenetics. It's not that complicated.
Yes, I'm very familiar with instinctive learning and instinctive programming, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But said to the audience, you know, obviously, you know, turn on a light, you've got to hit the switch, right? There's mechanisms that you can
change. Yeah, so I'm saying don't go with the brainwashing because you were chemically bent towards this. You're biologically a male, but they manipulated some of your brain cells and switches on record with these chemicals. Let's give you chemicals to see if you could be what you were meant to be.
I've been trying to befriend a trans person for a while now so I can bust some Black Lives Matter Black Friday deals and steal some of their testosterone. I could probably use, Alex, what do you think? I could probably use a couple of milligrams a day injected into my butt cheeks.
I mean, I'm going to be completely serious with people, okay? I'm proud to say I don't hate gay people or transgenders or any of that, okay? As long as they're not going after kids and all this, I don't hate them. I'm not perfect either. I don't have all the answers, okay? What I'm saying is that going out and being a transgender person and the promiscuity is like smoking cigarettes or drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels every day. It's bad for you, and it's being pushed by the system. I don't judge you because you're doing it. Leave kids alone. So they always go like, oh, Jones, we caught him in a clip. He was nice to a transgender person. I've never hated those people. It's my show. I said it on air. And it's almost like some secret. Oh, we got it. He's like me. No, I don't hate people because of that. I'm literally trying to reach out to people, Elijah.
No, and I completely understand. That's the same reason why I've had a lot of people on my show. You know, it kind of works with the Hamas-Israel thing, too. Like, I had Tommy Robinson on
last night. I wish he'd come on my show. I love Tommy. Exactly. It doesn't mean I totally agree with his total Zionist view, but I'm not for Hezbollah either. You know, it's like, I see problems with the Zionists. I see big problems with Hezbollah. Then they go, oh, you're getting, like you said, the gold, the shekels from the Jews. Well, I mean, I wish that the checks ain't cleared. The ADL is literally my number one enemy. I don't blame Jews because of the ADL, but the ADL literally is trying to put me in jail. You know, it's sick, man. But I'm not going to hate Jews.
You see this? They said octopuses were anti-Semitic. So I just thought that was really weird.
Can I see the gold I sent you, though? Don't tell people I sent you gold to be pro-Israel.
Yeah, it's from Tel Aviv.
I've been caught. I have been, you know.
Check this out, too. Check this out. The weirdest part about the shekels is you can peel off the gold to sell it to pay for your Freemason orgies, but then in the inside there are atrazine discs that actually change your hormone level.
No, man. I mean, I have a simple thing. I'm against anti-white black racism being funded by the media, and it's terrible. But I don't hate black people because most of them aren't part of it. Just like I don't expect black people to hate me when rarely, but it happens. Some, you know, racist white group grabs a black guy and tortures him to death. You know, I believe what Martin Luther King Jr. said, we judge people by the character of what they actually stand for. And it's that simple.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is that a lot of times we get in trouble, you know, for associating or talking to people. But I love talking to people I disagree with. And I think it's fundamental. But I really do think that the movement, kind of like with making everything worse, is they didn't just make our houses worse. They made our women worse, the biological ones. And then if we wanted somebody who, like, takes care of themselves and does themselves up, then we have to have a woman with a penis. And that's what they're getting to.
No, exactly. Want, like, women aren't supposed to, in models, be gorgeous, classic feminine women, but then only a man can dress up like a woman. And I say that's men invading women's spaces, men invading women's sports. It's evil. It's horrible. It's rape of the women's spaces. And I totally agree. But I'm saying the average transgender person that's literally been chemically hit from utero from the time they were a zygote, we need to not hate them, but reach out to them and explain what was done to them. And that's happening. How many lawsuits have been filed by people forced into transgenderism now? Well, we're not going to get them to join us and turn against it by hating them. Does that make sense?
No. It does. It absolutely makes sense. That's why I think you can be anti-Zionist in terms of not wanting, you know, this sort of expansion.
Wait a minute. I sent you that gold. I want you to be pro-Israel right now.
I love Netanyahu and Israel. I want to ban octopus. I think Japanese people should be arrested for serving even octopus to people in their restaurants.
No, I've heard that. Because Hitler once used an octopus as a symbol of Jews. That's another thing. Any symbol that somebody uses, then now that means the symbol's own. No, like the rainbow. I want to take the rainbow back. Now it's run by pedophiles on the left. Well, what's wrong with the rainbow?
That's true. You should start selling real rainbow t-shirts. Like, you need to put a, you need to make a set one time and make a promise of God set and put a rainbow.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to say set. Genesis, whatever, with a rainbow promise and do that. Hey, we only got a few minutes left here, though. Shifting gears out of this, do you think we're winning? Or are we at a stalemate, or are we losing Elijah Shaver?
Oh, I think that we are doing the most that we can before there would be a need for a world war that would require the lives of many. I think the devil wants to take a soul harvest soon. He wants to reap many lives. And the question is, when are those lives going to be reaped? Are they going to be reaped for God's glory? Are we going to die on a battlefield one day to fight for what our freedom is and our life and our liberty and the kingdom of Christ? Or are we going to die because we're going to be executed because the world system took over? I think we're headed towards the mark of the beast. I really do. But I do think that we can win this election. I think people need to not give up, and you need to require that everybody around you that you know that doesn't want this country to collapse to get out and to vote next year, to start campaigning, to start trying to push what's right. And if we can take the House, if we can take the Senate, take the presidency, I think the next step is make sure you're winning in your heart. And Alex, you look good, man. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you taking care of your health right now?
I actually look good. I'm working like 15 hours a day. I'm totally burnt out. I mean, I'm 15 in a couple months, man. I mean, what do you think? I really look good, or I look like crap?
No, I've seen, dude. You and I have both looked like absolute crap at certain times in our career. At sometimes at the same time, but I think if you lose 10 pounds, we could all lose 10 pounds. So could I, actually. But I think you don't look tired anymore. Last time I saw you, you were stressed out, man, and you were tired. But you don't look stressed out anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I probably drank 10% of what I used to. I barely drink now. I got a tobacco problem. I quit smoking for 14 years and got back on cigars and stuff, and then it just goes downhill from there.
Oh, me too. I don't drink anymore, but I smoke a cigar almost every day.
I'm doing pretty good, and you know, I'm just really worried about the world and, you know, all the things that are going on. And I see the left as victims of the system, which they are. They want to be victims of the right wing. No, you're victims of the New World Order. And so I just want to reach out to everybody and just turn this around. I mean, I even see my enemies up close, you know, sometimes, and they're just so pathetic. And they're just on the wrong team, Elijah. So that's where I'm at. All right.
Yeah.
Talk to you. I'm on your show next week, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. We're going to do a special. We're going to do an end of the world special.
100%. What is that, next Wednesday or Thursday?
I'll ask your staff, because I think they haven't fully scheduled it yet. So it'll be next week.
There's going to be a big show dropping next Wednesday. I'll leave it at that. So,
yeah. Amazing. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to having you.
All right.
Yeah, no, and I'm looking forward. I want to say this to you guys. By the way, please don't forget, even if you're black-pilled, even if you feel like you've lost hope, it's not all about you. There are billions of other people who can be used for God's glory. Then it's not just white people. It's tons of Asians, black people. We need to wake everybody up and everybody to see God's kingdom.
No, anytime. Thank you for joining us. Great point. Thank you for joining us. Elijah Shaver. People can find him at Elijah Shaver on Twitter and at slightlyoffensive.com. There you go. All right. I'm going to do 5 more minutes ahead of the next guest that takes over. And then at 3 p.m., Owen Schroyer will be hosting. Oh, sorry. He's in prison for free speech. The judge even said it in his sentencing document. But I got a few final things that I do want to hit here before we end the transmission for today. But, yeah, things are getting very, very redonkulous. They're getting totally insane, and I'm just punch drunk at this point. I am absolutely, completely just, wow. It all came true, everything my grandfather told me. I had a lot of family that was dialed in, but man, my mom's dad, woo! Yeah, C.W. Hammond, man, that guy was way ahead of his time. So thank you, C.W. We'll be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.